This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Denver and state officials alleging that they had passed what they call sanctuary laws that violate the U.S. Constitution. The lawsuit filed Friday asked the court to declare that several policies meant to limit cooperation with immigration enforcement are invalid and block the city and state from enforcing them. Colorado Springs School District 11 has approved the estimated $26.1 million remaining that's needed for repair at Jenkins Middle School. The school closed in January after failing a fire inspection. A report released earlier this year revealed that parts of the building were sinking. Board President Parth Melpakum pushed back on criticism that the district didn't do enough to prevent the closure.
It's just that the timeline got pushed a little bit before than what we anticipated.
The district is also preparing for a $100 million renovation at Palmer High School. Fans will gather this evening to watch the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche end their first-round playoff series. Both teams will either advance in their playoffs or end their season. Sports bars will be busy. Ray Perez is the lead bartender at Stoney's in Denver's Capitol Hill.
We're expecting a good crowd, lots of fans coming in, and lots of good food and booze going around.
Perez says there's an economic impact when the teams are winning.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When they're winning, we're all winning, so it's a good thing for us.
The Nuggets host the LA Clippers in Denver at 5:30. The Avalanche are in Dallas at 6. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.